We have Rajyogini Santosh Didi with us today. The topic for today is trusteeship.
Om Shanti. हम सभी के आगे जिस प्रकार मम्मा और बाबा ये दोनों भी आदर्श है.
So we have mama and baba as an idol in front of us always. We feel that
कि बाबा मम्मा को फॉलो करना माना.
To follow Baba and Mama means to make our stage elevated. This is the shortcut for our efforts to take one step over the other over Baba's steps. Prakash Mani Dadi also did the same thing. In the way as it we have close connection with Supreme Soul and Sakar Baba, in the same way Prakash Mani Dadi was the favorite of all, and everyone had a loving connection with Dadi, and still we all are connected with Dadi. We saw in Dadi,
क्योंकि दादी के साथ हमारा 1965 से लेके कनेक्शन रहा.
I had connection with Dadi since a long time.
बॉम्बे में सेवा पर थी.
When Dadi was doing her service in Mumbai,
दादी के साथ हमारा कनेक्शन रहा.
Since then I had close connection with Dadi ji.
दादी के अंदर अनेक गुण थे.
And Dadi had so many virtues inside her, but one of the dominant virtue that she had was the trusteeship.
दादी की डिक्शनरी में,
in Dadi's dictionary,
मैं और मेरा ये दो शब्द नहीं थे.
There was no words like me and mine. I used to experience this.
अगर कोई बात होती थी और हम दादी
से, if something happens and I ask Dadi,
Dadi, आपका क्या विचार है?
What is your opinion, Dadi?
तो Dadi कहती थी,
so Dadi used to say,
जैसा वो खुद Dadi नहीं है.
Dadi used to say as if Dadi's thought is so and so, as if Dadi is different person. After listening to this, everyone used to feel that
दादी खुद का पार्ट भी कितना साक्षी होकर के बजाती हैं.
दादी यूज्ड टू प्ले हर ओन पार्ट इन अ वेरी डिटैच्ड वे एंड वाज एक्टिंग एज अ ट्रस्टीशिप एंड आल्सो वेरी डिटैच्ड. बिकॉज शी वाज डिटैच्ड शी वाज द फेवरेट ऑफ ऑल.
दादी इतनी बड़ी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी संभालते हुए,
शी हैड टू लुक आफ्टर अ ह्यूज रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ यज्ञ. इन द बिगिनिंग
सेवाओं की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी संभाली.
She took care of the responsibilities of services. In Bombay also, I used to see that Dadi used to be in complete zeal and enthusiasm and used to run for service here and there and used to make others also like that. She never felt tired because she used to remember always that the one who is making her do things is the one who is above, and she is not doing on her own. Because of this thought, she had large virtues inside her, and in the stage also she used to share her experience that she never said a lie in throughout her life. I used to think that there may not be any human being or might be very few who has such a virtue. So our Dadi was such a loving soul. She was completely truthful inside and was the sparkling diamond of Baba. She was truthful and the purity inside her was complete. And always she used to do the task in front and she used to inspire others to do the same task. She had so much of purity inside her and had the feeling of trusteeship inside her, because of which Bab Dada used to touch her with new ideas of service, and Dadi used to fulfill those things in practically in her life. You must remember, once this happened that she got a thought, why can't we conduct mega programs wherein millions of people come for the program? And she said that she conducted a meeting. And we said that now barely 1,000 people comes to the center. So Dadi said, no, if Baba had given me this touching, then it will definitely happen, because she had complete faith in Baba. She said, work hard and this will happen. And I saw that when mega program started throughout the country, in each program there were people more than millions. The purity power that was inside her, she used to catch Baba's inspiration through the power of her purity. Once Dadi had this thought, during Shivratri, the temples of Shiva that was throughout India, why can't we conduct a chariot of 12 Shivlingas and conduct program based on that? And when Dadi put this forward, everyone accepted this because she was completely in trusteeship. And because of her such feeling, she was very humble inside. And her nature was very simple and humble, and her words were very sweet. She never said that I was doing this. She always said that Baba is making me do things. That's why I used to see that even though the task was really huge, she always remained in a double light stage. I learned a lot from Dadiji. I learned that never have that heavy feeling of responsibility inside you. When we feel that I am doing this, when I feel that I have so much of responsibility, then I will feel heaviness inside. But in Dadi, she didn't have that heaviness and she didn't feel that she is doing. She always felt that Baba is making her do things. That's why she was always light. And Dadi had given this thought that 12 Shivlingas in the form of chariot will be run throughout the country, and wherever there were Shiva temples, famous temples throughout the country, she took that chariot and did service, huge service through that. And the result of that service did wonders, because people had lot of accusation and lot of wrong feeling towards Brahma Kumaris, and that wrong feelings totally changed in people. And people started thinking that these people are us also. And automatically we got the cooperation of everyone. Based on this Rath Yatra or chariot service of 12 Bara Shivlingas, lot of children who was Baba's children came to take the 7 days course. That he had so much of power in her thoughts, that her intellect's connection with Baba was very sharp, because her mind was really clean. She never saw any weakness inside others, and she did not keep the weakness of others in her consciousness. We used to see if someone does any mistake, Daddy used to tell them what went wrong. But after some time, she used to shower so much of love on the same soul. She was completely clean and pure inside. Her mind was really pure, as if her book was an open book. Her life was an open book where everyone can come and read that book. The reason for that is the humbleness that she had inside, and because of this humbleness she had this feeling that she was an instrument, and through which she started doing huge services throughout. And by seeing Dadi, and they got inspired and surrendered their life in yajna. They felt that we also should become like Dadi. Now Baba is there, but Baba will make someone instrument to do things, and I have seen this in practical in Dadiji. When something happens, I used to tell to Dadi that such and such thing happened, so and so happened. Dadi used to smile and say, do you know how a vada or donut is made? In vada, what happens is you soak the lentils and then you mix it in the grinder and then put it in the oil. It takes time. So Dadi used to say that the message from that is, if you have to reach an elevated stage, a lot of process, you have to go through a lot of process. And she used to become light after saying that. It was as if she didn't have any problem inside her. Her life was such that she was very light. And I've seen she always used to keep respect towards others. Brijendra Dadi used to look after the Maharashtra Seva service, and she was not keeping well. I used to go throughout the service. If something happens, I used to call her and still ask her opinion. So and so matter is there, what should I do? So Brijendra Dadi used to say that, don't ask me, you directly ask Prakashmani Dadi. So I used to call her and ask how to bring a solution to this program. So she used to say that you have Dadiji with you, why are you asking me? She used to say that she is elder, you should ask her. So I saw that each Dadi used to respect each other. Dadiji used to keep Brijendra Dadi forward, and Brijendra Dadi used to keep Prakashmani Dadi forward. So I learned that when you keep others forward, you gain respect of others. If I have to explain about her life, I can spend throughout the night to explain about her virtues. Now we should understand that Dadi has given the daily programs and daily schedule and the programs which she had made. Now the yajna is going based on what inspiration she had given, because of which there is no difficulty. She made such program which was so simple that we didn't have to make much efforts. That's why If we have to remain very light or double light in our life, always consider yourself as a trustee. I used to see that Dadiji used to teach the teachers also like that. Wherever you are, Baba has kept you in that place, but that place is the room of Madhuban. And those are the business shops of Baba. And Baba used to keep the salesman in those business shops. So the salesman never think that it is my shop. He always remember the owner. Similarly, your teachers are looking after the centers. So always remember that these centers are not mine. These are Baba's and this is the branch of Madhuban. So if you remember this, then you will constantly remember Madhuban and constantly remember Baba. I have seen that after realizing this, my house is unlimited and my family is unlimited, then my heart also becomes unlimited. I do not go into me or mine. And Daddy used to teach us in which we can do things practically, and because of which I also experienced that I never had any difficulty in my life, because Dadiji and Bab Dada had given such an inspiration, because of which my life was pretty smooth. Dadi used to inspire the Sevadharis also. Whoever is in Madhuban, or the ones who have surrendered their life in Madhuban, they should always remember that whatever service they got, they have got it through Baba, and this is the service of Yajna. If we think that this is Yajna service, it should be as if the Dadiji saint has given his bones for the service. So similarly, we should also do such an intense service. How much ever we have love towards Father, that much love we should have towards Yajna. At times, I used to see that some people feel a burden of the service. But when we see in reality, if you consider that you are an instrument, then you won't feel the burden of service inside, because the one who is making you do things is Baba, and I am just an instrument, because Baba has taught us that he has given the task to people. He not only gave the task, but he also gave the power to do that task and also showed us the path. Normally in the life what happens is people give the task and we'll have to complete. But this is not the case with God. Godfather gives you a task and with that he also gives you the power to accomplish that. So, the Sevadharis should remember that Baba has given the task and also given the power, and we are doing godly service. So, we should keep in balance the yoke and remembrance and service. If we do that, we won't feel the burden of service. The one who is in family, they should also feel that they are trustee. They should feel that everything is Bab Dada's. Bab Dada has given the service place to the teachers. Similarly, Baba has given the service place for us also. This family is my service place, and Baba has kept me in that service place. Why did he keep me there? Because we have to show the example of charity begins at home. Even if we are in family, how are we able to tackle things and keep a balance of the spiritual life? We have to show that example. This will be possible only when we consider ourselves as an instrument. If we consider ourselves If we consider that this is mine, then we won't be able to do it. We should consider that this is Baba's and I have to do the service. Not only I have to do the service of my family members, but also I have to do service of the worldwide souls. The one who is living in family, I see that they are detached, most of them, because they do not consider their family as their own. They consider they are just an instrument and the family is Baba's, because of which they become detached and light and are being an example in front of others. Baba has given us this task and said that you should be in the Laukik, but you should not get attached to it. Baba has asked us not to get entangled in the Laukik life. So we should keep this attention what Baba has said and always consider ourselves as an instrument. If we consider ourselves as an instrument, we will be humble inside, and when we become humble, we'll be able to create a new world. That's why Baba has told us all these things, and Dadiji has shown us in a practical way and given us an example in front of us. We just have to follow this. In Dadi, I have seen that how she was able to do such huge responsibilities. Even if she was doing huge responsibilities, she never felt that she was doing it. She was very light. See, Om Shanti Bhavan was built, Gyan Sarovar was built. Nobody had this thought that a huge Shanti Bhavan will be built. But all this happened. When program happened, they used to think that it was very huge task. And we used to wonder and ask Dadi, how will it be possible? So Dadiji used to say that Baba is making things, do things, so he will look after this. So she always puts the responsibility in Baba. So Dadi used to say, whoever Brahmins are there, who are there in the centers, so put 1 rupee, everyone should put 1 rupee in the center daily. And through the money that was collected from each center's 1 rupee a day, through which we was able to do the huge task of building the Gyan Sarovar. So this, we are able to learn this, through which we understand if we consider ourselves as instrument, we become humble and our stage also become elevated, and when others see our stage, others will follow us. When Om Shanti Bhavan was built, people must have come after that also. When Om Shanti Bhavan was built, we had very little Brahmins. Manpower was also low and the money power was also low. So after the class was complete, it was built in the Pahadi or mountain, everyone to come and see. At night, what we used to do is we used to bring the stones, collect it and bring it down. Soon after the class, we used to go to the mountains and do service. So whoever was there in Mount Abu for service during that time, we used to follow Dadi. She used to go forward and she used to collect the rocks and bring it down. And within half an hour, task was complete. So this was the thing that I watched in Dadi. You cannot teach others by asking them to do things. How we do the task, others will also get inspired by our task and they'll do the same. Dadi has shown us how we should do things. And we followed her. Dadi was so humble inside whenever there used to be a function. And when Brahmin people used to come to centers or outsiders used to come to centers, whoever used to welcome Dadi, Dadi used to always say that you're not welcoming me, you are welcoming Baba. I have not done any task because of which you have to welcome me. You are welcoming Baba. So she was very humble and very loving. She was very loving and still she is loving. That's why we always feel that Dadi is always with us, and we remember Baba and also take inspirations from Baba, and we are moving forward in our life. When we look, this is our real take back, or this is how we give back to Dadis, and we have to become equal to them. Om Shanti.
भूल न पाए दादी के प्यार को, इन पलकों में हमारे ऐसे समाए, कितनी याद आए। भूल न पाए दादी के प्यार को, इन पलकों में हमारे ऐसे समाए, कितनी याद आए। प्यार को इन पलकों में हमारे ऐसे समाए, कितनी याद आए। कैसे कहें हम उनकी दिव्य दासता को, सबसे अलग है दादी, सबसे अलग है दादी, कैसे कहें इस जहां को। दिल की है वो आशा जो भूल न पाए दादी के प्यार को, इन पलकों में हमारे ऐसे समाए, कितनी याद आए। भूल न पाए दादी के प्यार को, इन पलकों में हमारे ऐसे समाए।